Good morning and happy Friday Eve with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Yes, Dave. Mm-hmm. It's time. It's time to figure out why you are single. And to that, we go to one of our favorite 8-year-olds, Harper, your next door neighbor.
So we were off in Disney World and with the family that I went with, my neighbors, husband and wife, and their little 8-year-old boy, Harper.
So we're watching. Who these people are.
Yeah. So The Bachelor was on when we got home from the rides. What night was that?
Monday night. Oh, yeah. Watched it all, baby.
Watched it.
By the way, a big rumor. Could even be a spoiler coming up in the next X-Files at 7:40, but I digress.
Watching a bit of The Bachelor, and of course I'm getting upset because here's a guy who has 30 beautiful women throwing themselves at him.
Right.
Not fair that I don't get that. I may have mentioned that, and Harper, the 8-year-old, says, well, I don't understand. All you have to do if you want a wife is you find a girl you like, and you have a friend go up to her, give her $100, and tell her to marry you. And so... yeah, that's all you have to do. I think at that point, the mom turned The Bachelor off and we went on to something else.
Right.
But yes, it never occurred to me that that's all you have to do.
I mean, I think that for $100, you might be able to find an air quote wife, but not a forever wife, perhaps. Maybe just a...
okay.
For like an hour or something.
Should I worry about the... should I be worried about the parenting that somehow this is how he's figured out you get married?
Well, listen, if there's one thing I learned when I became a mom, it's that you cannot judge other parents because you have no idea what they're going through or what their own home circumstances are, right?
Okay.
Like maybe I don't know this family well, so I'll say maybe that's how they got to. I mean, who knows? And who are we to judge? They're lovely
True.
People, and they have a super smart little dude. Like
mm-hmm.
Harper's like wicked smart,
yeah.
But just maybe doesn't understand the whole wooing thing.
Okay,
here's $100. Please marry my friend.
Do you think maybe I should give that a try though? Because I've done pretty much everything else. I've never tried that.
You're right. It's true.
And especially if it's a little 8-year-old walking up to a girl. I mean.
Well, I think that, right. And you have dabbled in this a little bit already in that you need someone else to make the decision for you because
yes.
you're indecisive. And
yes, I am. Well, no, I'm not really. Well, I am. Okay.
When you make decisions, they're usually poor. So, Donnie's handing you $100.
I'm counting this. Wait,
did you just propose to him?
Oh, wait. He gave me more. Look, he has 135, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He gave me $149. I can get almost a wife and a half. Thank you, Donnie.
Wake up. Wake up.
The Andy Summer Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.